The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Mayor Sherelle Parker sought to reassure Philadelphians that city government would continue to deliver services despite the probability of much less federal help in a second Trump administration. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
A lot of people across our city are coming to grips with this new reality.
After 4 years of federal largesse and non-interference in local immigration policy, Mayor Parker says many are concerned about a second Trump administration.
And they have been wondering and calling me and asking me, what does this mean for Philadelphia?
Mayor Parker did not have an immediate answer, but she pledged she would continue to carry out her agenda, reducing crime, building new affordable housing, cleaning up neighborhoods, and creating more economic opportunity.
None of these issues are partisan issues. These are real issues impacting the lives of everyday Philadelphians.
The mayor notably did not commit to remaining a sanctuary for people who immigrate illegally. That was a source of conflict between the first Trump administration and then Mayor Jim Kenney.
The president-elect has said he'll seek a sanctuary city ban this time around. Three educators at an elementary school in Delaware are facing criminal charges accused of physically abusing special needs students. KYW's Matt Coughlin, the details.
Marissa Johnson, Michaela Lomax, and Morgan Donahue all worked in the special needs elementary classroom at Smyrna Elementary School. All three are now charged with endangering the welfare of a child. According to police, the trio abused special needs children in their classroom, throwing objects at them, calling them names, and in one case, striking a child in the face. Lomax, 31, is alleged to have struck the student and sprayed a child in the face with a water bottle. 26-year-old Johnson and 21-year-old Donahue are charged with feeding a student with digestive issues hot sauce and Takis in 2022. The school district issued a statement saying that they reported the incidents to police in February 2024 and that the educators were no longer in the presence of students once the district learned of the incidents.
The district says most of the individuals involved no longer work with the district, but add that the district is honoring, quote, employee privacy rights with regard to separation of employment. Officials in Delaware County are implementing a plan to get rid of those now outdated election signs. KYW's Justin Udo, the story.
The 2024 election cycle is over. The question now is what to do with all those election-related signs plaguing the landscape.
Delaware County is offering campaign sign recycling at Rose Tree County Park right near Media.
Delaware County Interim Chief Sustainability Officer Rebecca Yurkovich says this is their first presidential election where they're hosting this event.
And it really was prompted by the recognition that after one day, these signs go from a purpose to litter in our community.
And it does not matter if you're red or blue. The free recycling event is for all members of the community. Yurkovich says you can drop off as little as one sign or a whole van of them.
We never recommend that folks remove signs that they did not place. However, I know there's a lot of different rules depending on different communities.
The event at Rose Tree Park takes place Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thousands of women gathered at the Pennsylvania Convention Center for the annual Pennsylvania Conference for Women. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
The sold-out conference attracted thousands of people who gathered to hear inspirational messages from powerful women such as Sherilee Ralph, Martha Stewart, and WNBA star Dawn Staley. Joanna Coldenau from Philadelphia says women are starting to recognize that we are not each other's enemy.
I think there's a history of women kind of closing the door behind them when it comes to business, but I found that the main people who've helped me along in my career tend to be women. It's definitely a big shift.
Many women attended the conference with the recent presidential election top of mind. Carly Ball from Philadelphia says it seems as though America is not ready for a woman to be president.
It felt like America is trying to put women back into their place that they want them in. And I don't think women are going to like stand back and let it happen.
Rachel McCarr of Philadelphia says she thinks America is ready.
I see women in leadership positions and women are the ones who get things done. So I think America was ready yesterday, years ago.
The theme of this year's conference is power in unity. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.